Lesson 1, the Super Kid Creed. Well, welcome to the first week of Volume 5. We're talking this whole year, actually, about the creed. I know that your kids have been working on the creed so far, and I believe that you've got them memorizing it and getting it in their heart. But this year is really about taking that creed apart and really learning what each line means to them and really absorbing in their hearts the creed and getting the word behind each statement is very important for the kids to have in their hearts so that they can be obedient to their creed and that they can make God's word their creed. You know, one thing you're showing them by taking these things that we pulled out of the Bible to write the creed, by taking those and giving them the word behind each line of it, you're showing them how to take the word of God, put it in their hearts, and not just leave it there, but become a doer of the word. You know, I find that so many people have a hard time extrapolating the word of God into actions in their own life. Like, they'll go to church, they'll hear pastor preach, but then they go home and they don't see how that word preached applies to the actions that they're doing on a weekly basis. So what we can do is train our kids to make decisions based on what the Bible says. And really, in learning the creed and getting it in their heart, that's what we're doing for them. God wants us to do things His way and not our own way. So when we're teaching the kids the creed this year, and we're teaching them to do things God's way and not lean on how they think, you are setting them up for real success, because as kids, they are so able to take their training and make it part of their everyday life. You know, as adults, we have to change so many actions and so many things that we've done and so many ways that we've done things for 20, 30, 40 years, that when we hear the word and we have to change something, we have to work at it to make it become our first nature. But when we teach the kids these things early, their first response will be faith. Their first response will be to do things God's way. Their first response will be to honor what God says in His word. And on top of that, they'll have an understanding that God's word works. So don't leave off the things that you've taught them already from last year. You know, we talked all last year in the volume 1, 2, 3, and 4 about the sweet life, about God's life that He's made for you. So pull that in. You know, that's the reason why we want to be obedient to God, is so we can live the life that He created for us. So to do that, we can't do things our own way. We have to do things God's way. The first 3 weeks here, we're really talking about what is a creed and why do you need one and how do you put it in? And so it's pretty basic before we get into the line-by-line creed. This system or formula of belief you can put into your kids and let them get these things in their heart, and they will live this way. It'll be the way they function and the way that they do things. I love Psalm 119, 143, our memory verse this week. As pressure and stress bear down upon me, I find joy in your commands. Well, what is joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. We find our strength in what He tells us to do. We find our way of doing things in what He tells us to do. So it's important to get that across to the kids. You know, when you talk about Jesus this week, letting the kids get to know Him and how He does things, remember John 5:30. That's a great example. Read it in the Amplified to the kids if you have time, or at least read it yourself to get the fullness of, this is the way Jesus does things. He doesn't consult His own will before He makes a decision. If God tells Him something, He just does it. The decision has already been made. When we are talking about to our kids about the creed, letting them understand what a creed is, having them understand why we're doing these things. Why do you want to say your creed every day? Well, Deuteronomy 30 talks about that the word of God, it's in your mouth, it's in your heart. You know, when you put it in your mouth, when you put it in your heart and it comes out your mouth, when you put it in your mouth, it gets down in your heart. So we want that to happen for our kids. Why? So that they can then obey what the Word of God says. You know, it says in Deuteronomy 30 that this is the key to our life, being obedient to the Lord. That scripture I mentioned about your heart and your lips is Deuteronomy 30, verse 14. It says, this message is very close at hand. We want to give the Word of God to our kids to put it in their hearts so that it's close at hand. It's on your lips and in your heart. Why? So you can obey it. And of course, y'all know what Joshua says in Joshua 1:8. The Word of God tells us to study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So I hope this message helps you to get your understanding about what you're doing this week and also to be able to give the kids a full picture of what it's like to live your life based on God's Word. You'll do great this week. We love you.